gone up against him. And what a curious case it was, too. The climax occurred in the Chamber of Horrors at Madame Tussauds.
Madame Tussauds. Isn't that the famous London waxworks where they have images of all the important people living?
Well, some of them living and most of them are dead. A very old institution. The collection began at the time of the French Revolution and so many famous people were being sent to the guillotine. The original Tussauds, I forget whether it's a he or a she, conceived the bright idea of making wax replicas of the illustrious heads as they were severed from their equally illustrious shoulders. And that's the way that the collection began.
Nice, gruesome little nest egg, eh, Dr. Watson?
Yes, indeed. Well, a bleak March day was just drawing to its close. I was sitting beside our fireplace in Baker Street, sniffing appreciatively the odors of an approaching supper which was being prepared below stairs by our very devoted landlady, Mrs. Hudson. Holmes had been gone since before daybreak. I was beginning to be a trifle worried about Holmes. It seemed to me he'd been looking even paler and even more emaciated than usual. And his nerves were decidedly on edge. Just the day before, when Sarah, Mrs. Hudson's cat, unexpectedly pushed the door open and walked in the hope of sharing, shall we say, our breakfast kippers, he jumped completely across the room. Yes, as I was saying, I was not easy in my mind about Holmes. In fact, I was just cogitating how I could persuade him to take a holiday. And the gentleman himself rushed into the room, his shirt front torn open, and a nasty bruise over his left eye. Holmes, what's happened to you? I didn't hear the front door slam.
For very good reason, but I didn't use the front door.
No?
No. I came over the rooftops.
Oh, being athletic again. I thought from that black eye that you might have been in a fight.
I have been fighting, my dear Watson. That's why I took to the roof. It interests you to know that this house is completely surrounded by the most awe-inspiring collection of bullies and roughs in London. And they're not above using bludgeons, as I found to my discomfort. Into the black eye.
What, did you mean one of those ruffians attacked you?
One? Watson, I had at least three of them on my back at one juncture. Yes. Thank heaven to have the foresight to learn jiu-jitsu at one time in my career.
Why all this excitement? Who are these thugs?
They're Professor Moriarty's prized collection of rubbies.
Professor Moriarty? You've been getting in his way again. He doesn't intend to let you get out of this house, eh?
Not the contrary, my dear Watson. He didn't want me to get into the house.
Not get into your own house, in heaven name, why?
Because I have a rendezvous here with a certain lady. A lady he's very much interested in.
Sure, it's not simply to prevent the lady's arrival than yours.
On the contrary, my dear fellow. She will arrive with an escort of Scotland Yard's finest, and with good reason. The lady is, Maggie Harewood.
Maggie Harewood? The murderess?
Yeah, there's always been, considerable doubt in my mind as to whether she deserved that title.
Surely you remember the case, Holmes? A purely gruesome and brutal crime it was. She was discovered beside the dead body of her husband, the hammer with which she killed him still in her hand.
Moreover, the room was still smelled of chloroform. The lady herself claimed she didn't remember committing the crime.
And what should she say that?
I wonder.
But Holmes had proved in the trial. She'd been losing heavily at cards and she didn't dare tell her husband. But she'd murdered him to get his insurance. Which I understand is unusually large.
And a singularly unintelligent job she made of it, bashing in his head with a hammer. No, my dear Watson. It won't rot. Even the government had some doubts on the matter. That's why her sentence was commuted to life imprisonment.
How obvious. Of course she was guilty.
Really, Watson? Then perhaps you can explain why Dr. Harewood allowed her to hit him over the head with a hammer. She's a rather small woman, you know. Any ordinary man could have held her off without difficulty.
He's a thief.
And his evening clothes, the features
were
quite unrecognizable. In fact, I have a strong suspicion that dead body was not Dr. Harewood at all.
It's possible.
Moreover, I hope to be able to prove that the man is still alive.
Perfectly beastly trick to play on.
Mm-hmm. Beastly. And at the same time, diabolically clever. There's all the earmarks of a crime planned by our friend, Professor Moriarty.
Moriarty? Why?
I don't know why, but I suspect that Maggie Harewood stumbled across some knowledge of his activities.
Rebellion in the early days of his career. Well, he was quite so well protected. Moreover, I have a strong suspicion that Dr. Harewood's insurance money eventually found its way into Professor Moriarty's coffers. I can't prove it, mind you, but I'm practically certain that's the case.
Look here, Holmes, what are you going to do?
Two things. Find Dr. Harewood, who I believe is still alive, and find out what Maggie Harewood knows that made it necessary to remove her.
How do you know that she knows anything?
You don't suppose Moriarty's having me watched because he thinks I need company, do you? No, she knows something that Professor Moriarty has determined I shall not discover. Got him worried, Watson. Oh, confound it. What's keeping those men from Scotland Yard? They were due 15 minutes ago. Ah, there's the start now. Well, I wish he'd learn to ring that bell like a human being.
Mr. Holmes.
Mr. Holmes, what's the matter? What's happened? Where's the woman?
She's gone. Disappeared.
What do you mean, disappeared?
Well, we were bringing her in a prison van under heavy guard. You told us.
Although why you wanted so many men, I don't understand. She's a slight little thing. Any one of us could have managed
her. Oh, Blake Scotless Todd! Didn't you understand I wanted seven men not to prevent her from getting away, but to protect her? And now she's gone.
Well, yes, yeah, she did get away, and she had plenty of protection while she was doing
it. What do you mean?
Well, we were just coming into London when we struck an icy stretch of road. Ice as smooth as glass.
Oh, yes, of course.
Down went both horses, first thing.
Yes, naturally.
Well, Dryson had a bad time getting them on their feet again, so I took four of the boys and went forward to help him, leaving Peters and Mapes to guard the Airwood woman.
When you got the horses up on their feet and got back to the van, Peters and Mapes were bound and gagged and the woman was gone.
Why, you might have been there yourself, Holmes. Well, it seems Peters and Mapes were standing there beside this Airwood woman, and Peters was just giving Mapes a light for his pipe when a voice out of the darkness says, "Put up your hands and be quick about it."
And of course they obeyed.
Well, what else could they do? And then some more men steps out of the dark and binds and gags them. Then this first fellow goes up to the woman and says, "Come along, Maggie. This is your chance." And she said, "Oh, it's you. And when?"
Do you think she recognized him, Lestrade?
She certainly
did. Oh, Lord, look here, Lestrade. You better find that woman. You better comb the city for her. If she's not here and alive by this time tomorrow, I'll hold Scotland Yard personally responsible for her murder.
You've been plucking your hair out of the roots. Maggie Harold is perfectly safe in all probability. She's with someone she knows, you remember?
That's just it, Watson. That's just it. Confound it. Why can't Scotland Yard find her? We've been at it almost 16 hours now, and every minute lessens our chances of finding her alive.
Yes, yes, but of course they'll find her. They're scouring in the nook and corner of the underworld. After all, no one can make the woman invisible.
Why not? Her husband disappeared from the thin air, didn't he? Now we have two people missing instead of one, and by heaven, I'm going to find them both. It's the last thing I do.
Well, at least my office room is guard from around this house. That's something.
Yes, confound him. He feels confident that I'm no longer a menace to his safety. That's what annoys me.
There's a wounded vanity.
Vanity behind. Ah! What's that moving behind the sofa?
She's out, she's cat, Mother. She thinks she's talking to mouse.
Well, she doesn't have to do us talking here, does she? Reminds me too much of Scotland Yard.
No, how?
She never manages to catch anything. Oh, get her out of here. Get her out of here once. Get her out before the mouse finds her.
Well, yes, sir? Mouse, did you? Ah, that's right. There's a good girl, sir.
But don't forget your revolver.
That is that. Very well.
In the pocket of girls.
I'm ready. Come on home and bring out your rat. Steady, Holmes. Steady. You need to hold the ground down, sir.
Oh, stop, Slush.
Cab, sir.
Huh. How convenient. Cab back here out there.
Well, should I take it? Surely you don't intend to walk as far as the docks?
No, Watson, but it's safer in our position not to take the first vehicle that presents itself. We'll pick up one in Oxford Street.
Holmes, you're becoming as suspicious as... Great Scott! That brick, it fell from the rooftop. It pretty nearly hit you, Holmes.
Right. Don't walk so close to the buildings, Watson.
But that brick, I tell you, that just became a very nasty accident.
There's nothing accidental about that brick.
Huh?
There's a little token from our friend, Professor Moriarty. Quite flattering, Watson. Quite flattering.
I must say, Holmes, I don't follow.
He still believes we're endangering his safety, eh? Just to cover it. Watson, look out that dam. Greening down the street.
Horses are running away.
Quick! They're heading front. Look at the doorway.
He just said, keep away from the building.
Sergeant, quick!
Holmes, that was in that large wooden crate that fell as a damn fast. It just missed your shoulders.
Yes. Another little compliment.
That crate, Holmes. And I'm going to look. There are the boots. The boots sticking out of the legs. There's a man in there.
Oh, there, poor fellow. We must get him out. Here, give me a hand with these boards.
Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha. Well, well, well.
What's the matter? Who is it?
Oh, dear, it's Disraeli.
Disraeli? Oh, Is it on your mind?
Calm yourself, Watson. It's not the gentleman himself, but his image in wax. For Madame Tussaud, in all probability. Madame Tussaud. What connection has a band belonging to Moriarty got to do with Madame Tussaud's waxworks? That's something to begin to, Watson.
We're not going down the works after all.
Oh, I think we can spend a more instructive afternoon in the company of Madame Tussaud's wax figures. Sherlock Holmes.
Madame Tussaud, tell me, what memory this place brings back in a moment's time, being here since I was a youngster? Still a kid. Good old Tom Farm, just as he was when I came here in short trousers.
Yes. Here's Queen Victoria, Prince Albert, Gladstone, and here's his latest card. But the gentleman himself is missing, as we have reason to know. Mm-hmm. I wonder why he was removed.
Yes, sir, well, if you feel like I'll ask that guard staying there.
Very well.
As a guard, I wonder if you could tell me what's happened to old Dizzy, the figure that used to stand beside Gladstone.
Perhaps he's deaf, Watson. Try speaking a little louder.
Yes, sir. Guard, could you tell me what's happened to Disraeli there? You know, Disraeli, the statesman. Civilian. He's just supposed to.
At least as dead as a dummy.
Huh? You mean the wax figure? Extraordinary. Figure's amazingly lifelike, you know. Even the way he stands.
It's a remarkable piece of work.
Yes, indeed it is. So good that a nursemaid he seems to be talking to. Everything complete. Down to the freckles on her nose. Her bonnet seems to be coming off her. Perhaps I'd better fix it.
I think it would be angry at
Jump. Have you by any chance got a wax image of Maggie Harewood, the woman who beat her husband to death?
Oh, yes, sir, but she's downstairs in the Chamber of Horrors with the rest of the atrocities.
She hasn't by any chance been taken away for repair.
Oh, no, sir. Maggie's in very good condition.
I see. Thank you very much. Watson, what do you say? We go down and take a look at the lady's effigy?
No doubt, Jeff. She's downright morbid.
Don't tell me that you haven't seen the Chamber of Horrors.
Certainly not.
Well, well, well. Come along downstairs now and take a look. Really rather instructive. Horrors is a long, one flanked complex. Behind those windows are reconstructed England's most famous murder scenes.
Well, what's so instructive about that?
The realization that the perpetrator of each and every crime has been brought to justice. I've helped to place the noose around more than one villain's neck. Yes. Not as a pastime, which doesn't pay in England.
I'm a dark here on this
thing. Dark as we go along. The chamber itself, except for the death scene's picture there, is in complete darkness.
You've got some idea.
Ah, yes. Here we are. We seem to have room to ourselves.
Except for those wax figures. Not quite the old scene.
Perhaps old as they would have appeared, there would have been something frozen in the place at the moment of the crime.
What's that?
Probably a ventilator.
Oh. You're
safe as you would be in Baker Street, Watson.
That's very good consolation. There it is again. I'm going back.
Come on, Watson, come along. Take a look at the murders. That'll cheer you up. Yeah. Line the first window. That's the famous Charlie Peace, expert burglar accomplice man. The murder was only a sideline with him.
Horribly ugly thing. You're like a baboon in the mill.
Yes, they say they get a great fascination for women. Now, here, next window, and that's Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Ripper? Why, he looks like a bonfire. Scoundrel, almost.
Yes. He's one of the most cold-blooded murderers England has ever known. And here, in the next window, that's what we've come to see. It's made of the hammer murder. The woman lying unconscious in the bed. The bloody hammer still in her hand, that's Maggie Harewood.
She's very lifelike, isn't she? But almost imagine that you could see her, really.
The hammer. The hammer's stolen out of her hand.
Let's get out of here.
Listen, Wax. It's a living hand. Quick, Watson, quick. Drop the bait to the window. That isn't a wax for you.
Wait, come.
Maggie Harewood herself. No wonder Scotland Yard couldn't find her.
Well, what have they done to her?
Stand back. We'll soon find out.
What are you doing?
Oh, I beg your
pardon, Mr. Earl. Get an ambulance,
Garvin.
Easy
now, Watson. Easy. Look
out for
the glass on the floor.
Don't cut yourself. Any time all right, ma'am. Fine, sure. Yes, it is. It is a woman. A living woman, or rather a woman who is barely alive. She's been doped, poisoned.
She can't die. She can't, Watson. Everything depends on her. This is Harewood.
Where's the cowboy? Can't you hear me? It's me, Sherlock Holmes. I've come to help you. No, it isn't. It can't be. The doctor said you. You prove that your husband's still alive. He gets you free.
Yes, he's alive. I see him.
See him? Where? You know what he's doing?
No. He changed his name.
Changed his name? Yes, yes. Well, what is it now?
They call him Professor Moriarty.
His own wife. Well, no wonder Holmes thought he might know something about Moriarty.
Yes, Mr. Benjamin, that's why he told me something that he set out to do. He found the woman. The husband is still alive.